Greg Torres of the Jefferson County Board says the county has a list of 30 to 40 volunteers. However, he says more are needed.
Right now we're looking for about 10 people with waiters so that they could use that with some of the volunteer efforts, because a lot of the areas are being sandbagged or already partially underwater.
Torres says volunteers can call in to the Jefferson County Volunteer Center.
Then we'll take down their name, their phone number, and then we'll get back to them as soon as there's something that needs volunteers.
Torres says the heavy lifting will start next week, after the floodwaters have gone down and cleanup can begin. In Sauk County, Tim Steve with the county's Emergency Management Office says volunteers have already started cleanup efforts.
Cleaning up yards, picking up streets, picking up parks, anything people are requesting of us. Maybe hauling out water damaged debris out of a basement, could be cleaning up basements, you know, maybe shoveling out mud or cleaning up just the mess.
Steve says a DNR incident team has been in Sauk County for a week now, coordinating volunteer efforts.
They have work lined up each and every day, and then they just send the volunteers out. They'll get them signed in, get them properly equipped, and then send them out to a work site.
Steve says volunteer operations will shift from the DNR to an independent relief organization sometime on Sunday. Until then, people who want to help in Sauk County can go to Baraboo Middle School to get a work assignment. Jesse Boyett Anderson, Wisconsin Public Radio.